Ministry 5.2. Lesson 5.2. Hi again, my dear. How are you feeling today? How is your mood? I hope that you are feeling wonderful. So we are going to listen to the mini story lesson. I hope that you know our rules. As usual, you have to answer the questions quickly. So are you ready? In that case, breathe deeply, jump, run, dance, but please do not sit still, okay? And listen carefully. So let's go. Charitable carpenter who grew the orphaned boy up is his son. There was a man who had been living in a small village of a green town since he was born. Was there a young boy? No, there was not a young boy. Was there a girl? No, there was not a girl. Were they close friends? No, they were not close friends. Was there a man? Yes, there was a man. Did he live in a city? No, he didn't live in a city. Did he live in a village? Yes, he lived in a village. Did he live with his relatives? No, he didn't live with his relatives. Had he been living there for 2 years? No, he hadn't been living there for 2 years. Had he been living there since he was born? Yes, he had been living there since he was born. He was not sociable, but kind. To village, he made miracle things with food. He worked as a carpenter in his shop. Was he talkative? No, he was not talkative. Was he lazy? No, he was not lazy. Was he patient? Yes, he was patient. Was he sly? No, he wasn't sly. Was he polite? Yes, he was polite. Was he rude to people? No, he wasn't rude to people. Was he naive? No, he wasn't naive. Was he so brave? Yes, he was so brave. Was he angry with people? No, he was not angry with people. Was he kind to people? Yes, he was kind to people. Did his villagers like him? Yes, they liked him too. Did his villagers hate him? No, his villagers didn't hate him. What was his profession? He worked as a carpenter in his workshop. Was he a potter? No, he wasn't a potter. Did he work as a gardener? No, he didn't work as a gardener. Did he make ugly things from iron? No, he didn't make ugly things from iron. Did he make things from paper? No, he didn't make things from paper. Did he make a lot of mistakes? No, he didn't make any mistakes. Did he make miracle things from wood? Yes, he made miracle things from wood. Was he a master of making from wood? Yes, he was like that. Did he work as a welder at a company? No, he didn't work as a welder at a company. Whom did he work? He worked as a carpenter in his workshop. Did he work every day? Yes, he worked every day. The villagers came to know that he had no relatives. The villagers always asked, "Do you have any problems?" But he never told people about his problems. Did the villagers come to know that he had many enemies? No, they didn't come to know that he had many enemies. Did the villagers come to know if he had food? No, the villagers didn't come to know if he had food. Did the villagers come to know that he was orphan? Yes, the villagers came to know that he had no relatives. Did his villagers think about him? Yes, the villagers thought about him. Did his villagers worry about him? Yes, because he was so good man. Were they kind to men? Yes, they were kind to the man. Did he always complain? No, he never complained.
Did he talk to people about his problems?
No, he never told people about his problems.
Did he always talk about his past people?
No, he didn't talk about his past to the people.
Did they live in his village together?
Yes, they lived together in the village.
Did they have difficulties?
Yes, they had difficulties.
One day, sitting on a chair in his garden, he observed people and saw a young boy who was asking people for help.
Did he see his relative sitting on a chair?
No, he didn't see his relative sitting on a chair.
Did he see a kitten while sitting on a chair?
No, he didn't see a kitten. Did he see a young boy while sitting on a chair and observing people?
Yes, he was sitting on a chair in his garden. He saw a young boy.
Who saw a young boy?
The carpenter saw that boy.
Did boy see the man?
No, the boy didn't see the man.
Did he see a young boy who was stealing money?
No, he didn't see him stealing money.
Did he see a young boy who was fighting?
No, he didn't see a young boy who was fighting.
Did he see a boy who was asking for help?
Yes, he saw a boy who was asking for help.
How did he feel that boy's feelings?
Yes, he felt him, because he had a lot of difficulties, so he could understand poor people.
Did he know that at a time that he was poor?
Yes, he knew that at that time that he was poor.
Did he think that the boy didn't have a house?
Yes, he thought that the boy didn't have a house.
Hey boy, come here.
So he called that boy and he gave him a bread and a butter.
Did he call his neighbors?
No, he didn't call his neighbors.
Did that boy call the carpenter?
No, that boy didn't call the carpenter.
Did the carpenter call that boy?
Yes, the carpenter called that boy.
So why did he call him?
Well, he wanted to give him a bread and a butter.
Did he think that he was hungry?
Yes, he thought that he was hungry.
Was that boy so hungry?
Yes, he was so hungry.
Did the carpenter do goodness?
Yes, he did goodness.
Did the carpenter want to give money to him?
No, he didn't want to give money to him.
Did he want to give him some clothes?
No, he didn't want to give him clothes.
At that time, he felt that he needed that boy and asked him, "Do you have a family?"
But the boy replied whether he was an orphan.
Did he feel that he hated that boy?
No, he didn't feel that he hated that boy.
Did the boy come?
Yes, he came.
Did he like that boy?
Yes, he liked him.
Did he think that he needed him?
Yes, he thought that he needed him.
Was that boy so poor?
Yes, that boy was so poor.
Did he ask him to go home?
No, he didn't ask him to go home.
Did he ask him to not steal money?
No, he didn't ask him to not steal money.
Did he ask if he wanted to sleep?
No, he didn't ask if he wanted to sleep.
Did he ask him whether he had a family?
Yes, he asked him if he had a family.
Why did the carpenter ask about his family?
Because he wanted that boy to stay with him.
Did he say that he had a big garden?
No, he didn't say that he had a big garden.
Did he say that he was an orphan?
Yes, he said that he was an orphan.
Who said that he was an orphan?
The boy said that he was an orphan.
Was it clear that the boy didn't have anybody?
Yes, it was clear that he didn't have anybody.
Did that boy need anybody too?
Yes, he needed anybody too.
From that time he adopted the boy, and he wanted to teach him his work. Did he give that boy an orphanage? No, he didn't take him to the orphanage. Did he give him a house? No, they started living together. Did he adopt him? Yes, he adopted him. Did he start living with the carpenter? Yes, they were living together. Did he say, I can stay here? No, he didn't say that. Did he adopt him as a gardener? No, he adopted him as a son. Did he make a boy work? No, he didn't make the boy work. Did he want to teach him his work? Yes, he wanted to teach him his work. Did he think about the boy's future? Yes, the carpenter thought about the boy's future. Did the carpenter help him? Yes, he helped him. First, the boy fell on a deaf ears from wood noise, but later, he was also interested in his profession too. Did the boy like his job? No, he didn't like his job. Did that boy escape? No, he didn't escape. Did he refuse it? No, he didn't refuse it. Did he fell on the deaf ears from wood noise? Yes, he fell on deaf ears. Who fell on deaf ears? The boy fell on deaf ears. Could he change his mind? Yes, but later he was also interested in his profession. Did they start working together? Yes, they did. Did he think that he was a good boy? Yes, he thought that he was a good boy. Was the boy happy? Yes, the boy was happy. After that, weren't they alone? Yes, after that they lived together. All in all, the boy became a master of his profession and never racked his brain about his past. Did he change his profession? No, he didn't change his profession. Did he work hard as a carpenter? Yes, he worked hard because he liked it. Did he give up? No, he didn't give up. Did he always think about his family? No, he never racked his brain about his past. Why did he think about his family also? Because he lived with a good person. Did the carpenter want him to earn money? Yes, he wanted him to earn money. He found the carpenter as his real father. Even if the carpenter was alone, he grew him up as a good person. Did he become as a stepfather to him? No, he didn't become as a stepfather. Did he find him as a real father? Yes, he found him as a real father. Who was a real father for that boy? The carpenter was a real father. Did the carpenter educate that boy? Yes, the carpenter educated very nice him. Did he grow up him only as a carpenter? Yes, he become as even if the carpenter alone grew him up as a good person. Could the carpenter afford to feed him? Yes, he could and taught him to make things from wood. Did the boy learn a lot of things from the carpenter? Yes, he learned a lot of things from the carpenter. Did they make their life better day by day? Yes, they made their life better day by day. Did they live happily? Yes, they lived happily. Hi, my dear. That is me again, your English teacher. How was the lesson? Are you tired? If you want to listen without tiredness, while listening to the tracks, smile, breathe deeply, be active and move your body. Not sit still, okay? So my dear, that's all for the mini story for you today. Do your best. See you next lesson. POV 5.2. Welcome back. Today we are going to do another POV. And I hope that you are ready to listen. So make sure you are standing up. Make sure that you are alert. So hands around. Jump up and down. Whatever it takes to get ready and get blood moved and circulate and get ready to pay attention and listen and remember. More you listen, the better you will learn. So let's start. Charitable carpenter who grew up the orphan boy Hop as his son. There was a man who had been living in a small village of Greentown since he was born. He wasn't sociable, but kind to villagers. He made miracles things from wood. He worked as a carpenter in his workshop. The villagers came to know that he had no relatives. The villagers always asked, "Do you have any problems?" But he never talked to people about his problems. One day, sitting on a chair in his garden, he observed people and saw a young boy who was asking people for help. "Hey boy, come here." So he called that young boy and he gave him bread and butter. At that time, he felt that he needed that boy and asked him, "Have you got a family?" But the orphan boy replied whether he was an orphan. From that time, he adopted the boy and he wanted to teach him his work. Firstly, the boy fell on deaf ears from wood's noise, but later he was also interested in this profession too. All in all, the boy became a master of this profession and never racks his brain about his past. He found the carpenter as his real father. Even if the carpenter was alone, he grew him up as a good person. Alright, that was for the past form. And it's time to listen to the present form. Let's go. There is a man who has been living in a small village of Greentown since he was born. He isn't sociable but kind to villagers. He makes miracle things from wood. He works as a carpenter in his workshop. The villagers come to know that he has no relatives. The villagers always ask, "Do you have any concern?" But he never talks to people about his problems. One day, sitting on a chair in his garden, he observes people and sees a young boy is asking for help. "Hey boy, come here." So he calls that young boy and he gives him bread and butter. At that time, he feels that he needs that boy and asks him, "Do you have parents?" But the boy replies whether he is an orphan. From that time, he adopts the boy and he wants to teach him his work. At first, the boy feels on a deaf ears from wood noise, but later he also becomes interested in this profession too. All in all, the boy becomes a master of this profession and never racks his brain about his past. He finds the carpenter as his real father. Even if the carpenter is alone, he grows him up as a good person. Okay, that's all for today's POV lesson. Be sure to remember listen to these lessons every day, for at least 1 week, 7 days. Make sure to listen to this over and over. And as you do, remember to move your body, smile, jump and shout while you do it. Remember, always enjoy your English learning. I will see you next time. Goodbye.